Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I wanted to get Mike Zeisberger on because I'm curious about the Leafs. Tavares, Austin Matthews, offer sheets, how they make all this work. So Mike has been on before. He these days is with NHL.com, still covering the Leafs and joining us on our AT&T hotline. Mike, Howard, and Jeremy, how you doing? Nice to talk to you again.
Good morning, guys. And I got to say, there's never a shortage of fodder for you guys in talk radio down there, is there? It's for people that do what we do, it's the machine that keeps on giving, is it not?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I would assume in Toronto, the talk shows are still buzzing about John Tavares. I was up there last Tuesday. Mike went up for the Mets series in Toronto, and you could still, just walking around the streets, hanging out, talking to people, listening to the talk shows, you could still feel the buzz about Tavares. Is it still going on?
Oh, yeah. And here's the thing, guys. I mean, the thing is, we don't have to go into the history of the Maple Leafs. I mean, everybody knows it. I mean, yeah, they're an original six team, and they've won all those cups. But, you know, it's been 51 years now since they last won a Stanley Cup. They haven't won a playoff series in 14 years. So people here kind of look at the glass half empty. And even when there was the notion that, oh, yeah, well, you know, Tavares may come here, you know, people are always going to look at it and say, well, you know, they're just teasing us. He's not going to end up here. Toronto kids are scared to play here because of the spotlight, yada, yada, yada. So when he actually made the announcement via social media that he on July 1st that he was going to be a Leaf, and he included a photo on his Twitter account of him as a kid sleeping under a blue and white Maple Leafs blanket, people were actually saying, "Wow, we're not accustomed to this happening." And so, you know, I still think that, you know what, guys, I still think that the city's in a little bit of shock that that this happened, but I do think that it's reflective of kind of the culture change that has been around this team for the last two or three years, and you know, the way the needle is pointing upwards in terms of where this team is going in the future.
We're so after Tavares signs, the first question I think a lot of us had is, how do they make this all fit? You know, you have Tavares, and it isn't like we were just talking about Tampa, Mike. Like, they have a ton of big contracts on their roster now, a lot of them in the forward ranks. With Toronto, it's what's still to come. You know, how do they make Matthews and Marner and Nylander fit with Tavares? I mean, I know no JVR, no Bozak, but how do they make those guys fit with what is going forward?
Well, you have to figure that Matthews is going to get Eichel money, if not north of Eichel money, north of $10 million a year, just because, you know, for nothing less than the fact that the salary cap would have gone up since Eichel signed his deal. So then the question becomes, how do you fit Marner and Nylander in there? And I think that Nylander will, you know, they can get something done with him that maybe is a little more modest, maybe between 7 and 8, but Marner's going to be the big wild card. The only way you can do this is if you've got guys coming up through the farm system and on the blue line, which they think they have, that they can sprinkle throughout the lineup, you know, guys that are making $1 million, guys that are in their entry-level deals. For example, this year, you know, you mentioned that JVR and Bozak are gone. Obviously, they left a free agency. They're going to have a guy like Andreas Johnsson step in there. He's a winger from Sweden. He played a little bit with the Leafs this year, but he ended up being the Calder Cup MVP. They have two or three of these guys that they can put into the lineup that actually, in the case of Johnsson, could be a second, although probably more like a third-line winger, and make minimum money. So if they're going to make it work, It's important. The guys that are making $1 and $2 million, they're going to be as important as whatever Marner and Nylander and Matthews get, which is going to be 8, 10, 12 million.
Is there any concern or anybody in Toronto even thinking that someone would offer sheet one of these guys?
You know what? There's talk about it. But, I mean, you can count on one hand how many times somebody's actually delivered an offer sheet as opposed to how many times we've all talked about it. So, you know, I think they're cognizant of it, but I think it's just been such a rarity that I don't think there's a lot of fear there. And the thing is, all the guys, you know, yeah, sometimes Mike Babcock can be a little abrasive with some of the players and stuff like that. But for the most part, everybody seems to have bought in, and especially with the addition of Tavares, I think that pretty much everybody wants to stay here because they can see that, you know, there could be, you know, significant success, or at least the potential for that in front of this team for a few years now. And that's actually one of the reasons that Tavares signed with Toronto, and he's the first guy to say that. Yeah, I mean, obviously it's the money, and obviously it's the being back in his hometown. But Kyle Dubas, the Leafs GM, also put out a plan in front of Tavares saying this is how we can continuously be competitive over the life of your contract, not the first or second or third year. So Dubas pointed out a way to Tavares that they could keep all these young guys. I just wish he would have released it to the media, but hey, GMs are kind of funny about that. You guys know that.
Hey, you mentioned, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's, you know, some players, and I would imagine Tavares is one to care about this quite a bit. I'm trying to find who it was. There was a free agent that the Canucks were after, and the player effectively told them, no thanks, your blue line is in rough shape, not going to win there. So the players, you know, free agency allows these players to do their own research and make their own judgments and rule out teams not on location but on talent and say, like, I don't think your blue line's good enough, I'm never going to sign with you.
No, that's a great point. And from what I, you know, when Tavares was holding his kind of recruitment meetings at the CAA offices in Los Angeles, from what I'm told by the various GMs, and let's not forget, it wasn't just the Leafs. It was the Islanders, there were the Sharks, the Stars, the Bruins, and the Lightning. All of those teams met face-to-face with John Tavares in Los Angeles. And from what I was told, he already had kind of a dossier together on each of the teams going into the process. So he had done his own research. So, yeah, Jeremy, to your point, you know, especially with a guy like Tavares, he was very, very well prepared for this. And, you know, there were a lot of factors that went into it. One of the ones, guys, is the fact that, you know, guys used to be, like I said, guys used to be scared to come to Toronto. Because, you know, it's probably like being a Buffalo Bill in Buffalo, in that you can't go to the grocery store, you can't really go out in public because everybody knows you. Well, the Leafs have kind of turned that into a positive. They don't, they make all their players available, but they're very, you know, cognizant of keeping the players' privacy away from the rink. And the other thing is they've got guys like a Connor Brown, a Zach Hyman, a Mitch Marner, who are Toronto area kids who no longer, you know, the prospect of playing for the Leafs is no longer something like, oh, my God, look at all the publicity we're going to get. In their minds, it's like, oh, wow, we're actually playing for the team we grew up cheering for. And I think that goes to the culture change. And I think that had a big, big play and why Tavares came back, because, like I said, I mean, going back to when he was a kid sleeping under his blue and white blanket, you know, there was a hometown pull for him, too.
Mike, last thing, you brought up Babcock a moment ago and how, you know, he can be tough to get along with. Anything with this Babcock-Matthews stuff that could give me hope that Austin Matthews would like, leave Toronto at some point?
And go to Buffalo, you mean?
Oh, whatever. Just out of Toronto, Mike. I'm not going to be picky. Sure, if he wants to come here, I got an extra room. I don't mind.
No, and it's funny because he changed agencies, Matthews did this year, from CAA to the Orr Group. And Bobby Orr was quoted the other day at a golf tournament in Thunder Bay. He was asked about the kind of abrasiveness between so-called abrasiveness between Babcock and Matthews, and Orr's response was, "There's nothing there. That's all been blown out of proportion." He goes, "What player didn't have issues with a coach down the line? They don't always agree, but they're willing to play for him." And guys, here's something, I do think that this stuff with Matthews and Babcock will be worked out. And here's something important to remember about that relationship. John Tavares and Patrick Marleau both came to Toronto on their own volition, and they knew that they were going to play for Mike Babcock. They played for him at the Olympics. They played for him at the World Cup. They want to play for him. And so Leaf management, I think, as well as talented as both those players are, they want these players to kind of be a bridge between the coach and the younger players. And so I think that that's another layer to the Tavares signing, and I think that'll be a positive. So, sorry, I didn't mean to rain on your parade.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry to hear all that. Kind of ruined my day, but I'll learn to live with it.
Leave it to me to ruin your day, eh, buddy?
Darn Canadians. Mike, thanks as always. We always enjoy having you on the show. Thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Hey, anytime, guys. And listen, have a great summer and give me a ring anytime. Thanks.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.